there, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm one of your hosts from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer. And my co-host is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Oh, hi, Susan. I just love that Dutch accent of yours. Well, thanks for having me back again. I appreciate it.
Could be your last show, though.
Uh-oh. Well, then I better give thanks to my therapist in Arizona and Maryland. How's that? Actually, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's my job to tell you that you can email us with any questions or comments you might have during the show. And that email address is pettalk@live.com. So give us a shout out. Susan?
Well, today we're going to be talking with Raj Swazinski from Corbin Labs and with, of course, our wonderful clinical veterinary nutritionist, Giulio Ferrari. Welcome to the show, Raj, and of course, a big welcome back to Giulio.
Thank you, Susan.
I was already missing you guys.
Oh.
Well, welcome, gentlemen. You too, Giulio.
I wasn't missing you, Mark.
We miss you too, Giulio. All right, Susan, you got a big important question for them.
Okay, so Giulio, you know that our rehabilitation program is based on four essentials, one of the four being good nutrition. And I recently read an article written by our good friend, Dr. Chris Bessent, and I wanted to share something from the article that adds more credence to our theory that a dog's behavior is directly, but of course not completely, related to nutrition. And the quote is, any imbalance within the body can be explained using the model of yin and yang, which is at the base of all traditional Chinese medicine theory. Yin and yang both exist within the body at all times. Yin represents the concepts of cooling, fluids, quietness, and passive behavior, whereas yang represents the concepts of heat, inflammation, outward energy, and aggressive behavior. So when we're working with clients, we teach them what ingredients that we need them to avoid, and we make recommendations on food. And then, of course, we take it a step further and also strongly recommend a daily multivitamin. Well, I think we found the best one on the market, and so Raj and Giulio are here to tell us about it. So tell us, guys, what have you got?
Well, I'll introduce Raj here. Raj is he's a big part of a big resource for me. As a clinical animal nutritionist, we all the time have to tap into the human industry because there's a lot of times there's not enough out there specifically for animals. And I met Raj several years ago when I was looking. I was looking for a hip and joint product and something liquid, because liquefaction is the way to go, especially for animals. Animals don't have the absorption that humans do. And dogs have a huge necessity to have more liquid vitamins. And this is something that was utopic in my head. I thought that nothing existed. I had looked everywhere. One day I walk into a trade show and I see these liquid vitamins and I said, Eureka, there's somebody doing it out there. I don't have to reinvent the wheel. And that's how I met Raj. So, without further ado, Mr. Raj Swazinski.
Thank you, Giulio. Yes, it's been an interesting go. Our company's been around for quite a while. Just a brief thumbnail on us. We started with the most important equation or factor in the health equation, which is minerals, and that's where our company really shines. It's our fastball, I'd say, and the ability that we have to deliver mineral nutrients to the cells of the body, whether it be human or otherwise. And the pet market is really, I don't want to say behind the times on this side of the thing, but in the grow out of the mineral equation for health, you know, you had your tablets and pills, and then chelated material wrapping the mineral element with an amino acid to basically kind of sneak it into the body so that the body at least absorbs some of it. But the real equation we found was getting the mineral elements small enough for cell assimilation. And that's kind of where we shine. We employ a unique vaporization technique to take the mineral element, put it into a gas state, thereby reducing its size down to a submicron level. We're down to an angstrom in size in most cases. An angstrom is 1/10,000th of a micron. And that allows us to couple that mineral together with the water that we use. It's a USP ultra pure structured water. Some of your followers are probably familiar with Dr. Emoto and that science out of Japan. But basically, when we're done with our product in the mineral side of the fence, it is fully body absorbed and cell assimilated. That's where we really make the quantum leap in our delivery process. So very, very impactful. In human subjects, we have a product, liquid magnesium. We can spray it onto the surface of a cramping muscle, the skin of a cramping muscle, and within 180 seconds, the muscle cramp will let loose and go away. So it just gives you kind of a dynamic of the impact here. We have a product for blood sugar called Vancrozin, three mineral elements in solution, not colloidal, but totally water-soluble. And that product will shift a blood sugar number 30 to 60 points in 15 minutes with human subjects. And, you know, the animals aren't that different from, you know, the other two-legged animals. So it's been a lot of fun. We help a lot of people and a lot of animals.
And so the absorption rate of dogs is so much less than ours because of their short digestive tract. Is that correct?
Absolutely. While we have 26 to 30 linear feet of digestive tract, dogs will have 3 to 9. So they have a very short tract, and 90% of absorption happens in the digestive tract. What we have to remember is dogs do not have digestive enzymes in their saliva. Their food starts breaking up in the stomach. So absorption is an incredible process, and it's really important, but unfortunately dogs just don't have that absorption. And, you know, I've got a really good question that our listeners will love to hear from Raj. Raj, could you explain to our listeners the difference between absorption and assimilation?
Well, yeah, absorption is just getting it into the body. You know, you can have X amount of milligrams on a label, which is fine. That tells you what you're bringing into the mouth, but it's not so much what gets into the mouth that matters. It's what gets into the body absorbed. That's step one. It's kind of like I gave an illustration one time to a friend. It's kind of like I get into the house. Julio, I need in, so he lets me in. But what I really want to do is I want to get into Julio's refrigerator to have something to eat. That's my goal. And so he let me into the house is fine, but I really need to get into the fridge to do what I want. And kind of that way with the mineral elements is, you know, we can wrap them with an amino acid, a protein complex, and fake the body out. Now it's not copper, it's copper gluconate, you know. And ATE at the back end of the mineral is saying it's a chelated mineral, which is fine. But once the mineral goes into the body, I also want it to get into the fridge. I want it to get into the cell. And so the size is the most important feature of the mineral element, not what you wrap it with. You know, none of that kind of thing. It's what is the particle size? And most everything in pill form these days is coming in at about 10 microns in particle size. And if you just think logically, how does a 10-micron sized piece of metal, which is what minerals are, enter a 3-micron sized cell? It just doesn't happen very well, and therefore everything becomes dependent on, you know, stomach acid and enzymatic functions. And the neat thing about our science is we don't care. We bypass all of that. We're kind of like an IV without the needles, and we enter cellularly, whereas everybody else is just trying to get absorption. We already have absorption even through the skin. What we've focused on is getting inside the cell, and that's the magic. That's our fastball. That's what the plants accomplish. We just follow the lead of the plant. What size mineral is the plant working with? It's submicron, angstrom, and size. Okay, if we can duplicate that, we've got something really special. And that's kind of where we went with it.
And, Rod, you also make a joint supplement called Paw Medics. Can you? Yes. Can you? I mean, I just can't stop talking about it once I heard the stuff you say just makes sense. So tell us about that.
Well, the hip and joint product that we have through Palmetics is just a phenomenal product for dogs. I wish I would have had it when I had my Golden. She lived to be 14, and you know, we didn't have this science back then, and it would have saved her a lot of pain and suffering. But liquid glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM, which is your sulfur component. We've got type 2 collagen, proline, manganese, you know, some vitamin C, some boron, you know, all in a format that is readily assimilable at the cell level, which is really, that's, again, the magic there. And this product actually keyed off of our human product called Flex. And we just flavored it, you know, so the dogs lap it up like crazy and actually beefed it up. I told our people, listen, you need to take the same amount of ingredients that you give into the dogs and put it in the human formulation, because this is a home run product. I mean, within days of taking this product, a dog that's having trouble with stairs, and you can just see them, you know, dealing with the pain of the hips or whatever. I mean, it's just magic. It's like all of a sudden they're running up and down, and, you know, it's like puppies again almost. It's kind of wild.
What makes it magic, Raj? The amount.
Well, again, the size of the nutrients. Most hip and joint liquids, if you pour them into a clear glass container, they're all chunky, foggy. I mean, it's like, you know, what the heck's in there? You know, you better shake it up good, kind of a thing. And with ours, when you pour it into a glass, it's like water. I mean, there's no stuff floating around, no chunks. It's finely tuned, you know, cell ready is the concept. And I think that's the key. That's what makes it really, you know, work, is just the level of breaking it down, because size is everything when it, you know, comes to nutrient delivery.
Well, I want to hear more about the glucosamine when we get back. We're going to be taking a break, I think, Susan, but I still want to talk about that glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, because there's a few products out there that, well, I want to know why yours is better, and we'll all see that.
All right, well, we're going to head to break, and we're going to be back shortly, and we'll talk more about that.
Hey, pet lovers, please listen up. I want to introduce to you Nature's Logic, the most natural full-line pet food ever made, and here's why. Nature's Logic is made with a variety of high-quality proteins, such as beef, chicken, lamb, and venison. You will never find any synthetic vitamins, minerals, or anything else synthetic in Nature's Logic. Only real nutritional foods, such as dried blueberries, apples, carrots, cranberries, spinach, and almonds. Foods loaded with natural vitamins and minerals, as made by nature, not a chemist. Nature's Logic is committed to providing the highest quality and safest nutrition for the furry members of your family. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit the Nature's Logic website at naturslogic.com and find a store near you. Nature's Logic can be found in many independent stores throughout Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. So, do your pets a favor and start feeding them Nature's Logic and treat them to the very best. Nature's Logic is truly 100% natural, the way pet foods should be.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And our guests today are Raj Swazinski from Corbin Labs and clinical veterinary nutritionist Giulio Ferrari. So we've been talking about a couple of different products. One is, sounds like the best multivitamin on the market for our dogs, as well as the best joint supplement. So, Mark, you had another question.
Well, you know, you look on labels, and there's several things out there. You can even go to Costco and buy this stuff and give it to your dog, I guess. But, you know, the main thing is how much – let's just talk glucosamine. How many milligrams of glucosamine is a dog supposed to take that has problems, and how much of it is absorbed compared to the product from Palmetics?
Well, here's one thing. This is a two-part question. First of all, how much is necessary, and then what the difference between the size of the elements, which Raj has already spoken about. He can go over that again. But if you take, for example, you take a supplement out there that's a chewy, and that chewy has 1,000 milligrams of chondroitin, well, that dog is only going to absorb about 10 to 15% of that. In other words, he's getting 100 to 150 milligrams of that chondroitin. There's a 1994 study by UCLA that talks about absorption, and when you have such a small gut, you don't have time for all of that to be absorbed. If the way that we scientifically prove this is, we actually give them a supplement, and then we go back to the stools once it's out, and we see how much of the supplement is still there. And a lot of times, they would swallow that supplement whole, and you could actually see the chewy on the other side intact. So you can't really absorb something like that. When it comes to liquid, the same study showed a 90% absorption of that liquid. So you then go to absorbing 900 milligrams. So if you break the price per milligram that your dog is getting, you're paying for some very expensive poop. If you're buying a joint supplement, a chewy, for $20, and you're only getting 150 milligrams per serving, that $20 is costing you a lot of money. And when you compare to how much they're going to get with the Palmetics liquid supplement.
Now, the liquid supplement, it's in, sorry for butting in, Raj, but I happen to have the active ingredients list right here. 1,650 milligrams of glucosamine.
Yep. And that's split between both the HCl and the sulfate. We kind of covered both sides of it because there's more debate than anything, but as far as which one is better, so, you know, the company put them both in there.
So if a dog is absorbing 90% of that, that's 1,485 milligrams that they're absorbing versus the 100 to 150 if it comes in a tablet or chew form.
Yep. And you got to figure, you know, most glucosamine are shellfish exoskeleton. You know, that's the sourcing for most of them. The thing is that, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a lobster shell, but, you know, it's tough stuff. And if it's not finely processed, which most aren't, that's why you get the chunks and the cloudiness and everything else. I mean, the ability of the animal, well, and if it's pelletized, it's even worse. You know, if you're feeding your dog a bunch of, you know, vitamin tablet pellets, I mean, like Julio said, most of it you might as well just take it and throw it down into the stool and flush. You know, it's kind of a waste of money. But especially in this regard, because those components, the raw materials, are not conducive to body absorption or even more so cell assimilation.
Hey, they've got some wheat treats out there that you actually put the pill in to give the vitamin to your dog.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, and that, that does is that wheat in that treat will actually suck the other 10% of the nutrients and throw that into the stool. So yeah, if you're taking a wheat treat with your vitamin, just take that money and donate it to your local shelter because it's gonna be better for
your dog.
We're
gonna give them our
than
address.
What you're doing right now.
We will give them our address to send their money to P.O. Box.
Yeah, no. there's an interesting question that I get all the time. It's people who are giving a little bit better quality food usually tell me, oh, but my senior dog food already has chondroitin and glucosamine in it. Why should I have to give it more? And we go to the same principle. A lot of these manufacturers are only putting just trace amounts of it in order to be able to put that they have it on the label. ASCO has very low standards for labels, so if you have traces of it, that's enough to say with chondroitin and glucosamine, but it's not enough. It might be enough if you're if you have a puppy, you're giving him a little bit, but it's definitely not enough for an animal with a problem, with a need. So definitely you want to go with something liquid and you want to go with something powerful like that.
Okay, well, So basically, just I want to make sure I'm on target here. What I'm seeing is that with this product and with the multivitamin, there's really three things that set it apart, and that is the amount of each ingredient that you're using. It far exceeds everybody else's dosage, so to speak, the glucosamine being 1650 versus other people using 500 to 1,000. So that's one thing. The second thing would be the fact that it's in liquid form, so it's the absorbability far exceeds a tablet or a chew. But then also the vaporization technique is the third thing that sets it apart. So am I on target here?
Yeah, it's all about cell assimilation, you know, getting into the fridge, so to speak, that makes the difference. And, I mean, with human subjects, like Julia was commenting, you know, with 20 to 30 feet of intestinal, you know, time to break it down and absorb, we still see most of the tablets and pills that people are ingesting ending up in the stools. In fact, an interesting study was reported, this is a few years back, with Chiropractic Economics, and they took some of the key cities of the U.S., and they actually analyzed them for in their sewage treatment plants and asked how many, what is the weight of the poundage of the supplements that you guys are pulling out of your sewage treatment facilities. And in one city, in Washington State, Tacoma, it was reported that it was 250,000 pounds of vitamin and mineral pills were being pulled out of the sewage treatment plant, you know, annually, and they report that because they have to report, you know, pharmaceuticals, everything else down to the T in, you know, their reporting structures. Now, that's a lot of stuff. And then the question was, is how did you know they were not pharmaceuticals but supplements? Well, because they could read the imprint or, you know, the name on the tablet. So you think about that. It's like, okay, here's John gets up in the morning, he takes his handful of tablets, his pills, his calcium, his one a day, whatever, and, you know, he pops it, he eats it, drinks it down, you know, and then it goes to the stomach, goes into the intestine, into the stool, down the pipes to the sewage treatment plant, where it's pulled out of the, because it, you know, messes up their equipment, it's pulled out of the sewage treatment plant and piled in these huge piles. And then they have to, you know, inventory it or weigh it and then dispose of it as hazardous waste. But, I mean, that's an amazing fact right there. And if a dog
Yeah, and that's on humans and not even on dogs. Dogs have their short digestive tract. Well, we're going to head to break really quick, but please stay with us. We've got we want to find out where we can get this supplement, these supplements.
I still have some more questions.
So, okay, well, great. Well, we'll be right back after these messages.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS, on the web at myfiaa.com.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we are talking to clinical animal nutritionist Giulio Ferrari. And we're also talking to Raj Swazinski from Corbin Labs about these, sounds like, miracle supplements. So
I must give you kudos on your pronunciation of Swazinski.
You what?
I just say it.
I must give you kudos. Nobody gets it that easy that fast.
That is
true.
You do a wonderful job with Polish name, Susan.
Well, I have a really high IQ, so I can, you know, do that.
You're a lawyer.
Okay, so what'd you have, Mark? What'd you have?
Well, I wanted Giulio. Giulio, this came up. A friend of mine knows a lot about labels, and I just wanted you, so I don't mess it up, talk about that 40% rule when it comes to dog food that you keep telling us.
Yeah, well, AFCO says that up to 40% of what's on the bag doesn't have to be in the bag. So let's say that I say that I put on the bag that my dog food has fish and lamb and buffalo and venison and berries and 50 different kinds of vegetables. Well, only 40% of that has to be true. So, or actually only 60% of that has to be true. 40% can be excluded, and they give the reasoning behind it is seasonal. A lot of stuff isn't seasonal, or if you can't get one thing, there's a shortage of one thing or another, you have the right to put less into the bag, less of one thing, up to 40%. Well, first of all, I think 40% is really a huge number. I would be very comfortable with maybe 10, maybe 15%, but I don't see why 40% it just gives too much opening for mistakes to happen, like just 2 days ago, Purina had another recall. They had a huge salmonella recall on what is supposed to be their top-of-the-line natural food, and the Purina One Beyond. And that's what happens. I get a lot of patients that walk in and say, well, I've been giving my dog the same food for 5 years, and suddenly he had diarrhea. Why is it happening? Well, the reason why it's happening is your dog was on one formula, and they changed that formula without telling you, and now your dog is sick because of that change.
Mm. So they can change the formulas at any time as long as they're still meeting that. And I had it backwards. I thought it was only 40% of the listed ingredients had to be in the bag, but it's actually it's 60% have to be in the bag and 40 they can play with, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And they have 6 months. If they want to completely change the formula, completely, I mean, change 100% of it, they have 6 months to change the label. They have if they say today that this is chicken and sweet potato, and they change it to beef and corn, they have 6 entire months to be cheating you completely out of what you think you're buying until they have to change the label. And what they usually do, a lot of times they do, is they'll go back to the original formula close to the 6 months in order to say, you know what, we changed our minds, we're going to keep the same stuff, and then they just do it all over again and go for another 6 months. So it's really hard. That's why I work with so many small companies. I prefer to work with people like Raj, for example, that I know where he is. If there's not the stuff that he tells me that's in that bottle, I know where to find him and beat him up.
All right. Yeah, I was going to join you.
Well, so Giulio, a lot of people look at dog food advisor, to find the dog foods, the high rated dog foods. And I've asked you about that before, and you told me it was a good place to start.
Absolutely. Look, what Dog Food Advisor has done for the industry is inarguable. I mean, they are great. They're great people. They're a great company. The only flaw that I see, which is obviously not their fault, they're doing what they promise that they're doing. They're analyzing the ingredients of the food. However, it's impossible if you're not looking at the companies themselves and calling the companies and talking to them, which is not what they're promising. So they're doing exactly what they're promising. They do analyze the ingredients, but they're not calling the companies and seeing, hey, can you send me a guarantee of how much, what's the percentage of food in, of these ingredients in your food? So there's a company, for example, out of Saskatchewan, Canada, called Horizon. And I had breakfast with the founder and CEO of Horizon, Jeff, and Jeff was adamant about telling me, look, 98%. So that's the kind of number I'd like to hear. 98% of what's on the bag is in the bag. Same conversation with Dr. Harvey, Pioneer Naturals and Great Life. You know, 96-98% of what's on the bag is in the bag. That is the kind of commitment that I like. Now, amazingly, a lot of the companies that I've asked for the commitment will ignore my emails, will not take my calls, will say, oh, yeah, sure, we'll send you a commitment letter, never get back to me, impossible to find. So what do you want me to expect from those companies? You know, and that's why I recommend the foods that I do, because it's foods that I've been able to talk to the owners, talk to the nutritionists, and I know that I can tell my clients to be on it, and they will be eating what we think they're eating.
So you've basically gotten a written guarantee from the owners or directors of the company that they're putting a high percentage of what they list on the bag in the bag, and that's the one step that Dog Food Advisor is missing, is that they're not picking up the phone or sitting down with these people and getting the true facts.
Well, yeah, and it's not their that's not their proposal. Right. I mean, I think that they do exactly what they promise that they're going to do, and they do it incredibly well. I think we actually complement each other. What I do is I go for that extra step and I actually ask for these commitments. I talk to the owners. I'm always on them. I go to the point where I even ask them, I want to see the invoices for your chicken. I want to see the invoices for your beef, because they can say, oh yeah, this is an all American product. If you stop to notice, read the labels, the labels may say made in America, but none of them say all American ingredients. And that's
that
where
question.
I'm scared, because a lot of these so-called
question.
Natural foods are using the infamous Vitapaks, which are...
Hey, Julio, let's... Julio, can you hear me? Julio, hold on just a second, because we're going to go to break. And if you'll, when we come back, you can finish that part. That's interesting.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
All right, and we're back, and you're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we're talking to Julio Ferrari and Raj Swazinski. How do you like that?
Wow. See, I just say it real fast. Roger.
And Julio, you were fixing to tell us about the Vitapaks.
Yeah, so the Vitapak is a well-known package of vitamins out there, vitamins and minerals, that is basically – it's AFCO standards. It meets AFCO standards. So it has all the milligrams of vitamins and minerals that AFCO says that are needed for a dog to have a complete nutrition. So what you're getting is not necessarily, you know, vitamin C from oranges or potassium from bananas. What you're getting is a synthetic mixture that is very little bioavailability. Dogs will not have good assimilation of this. But that's what's used across the board with these bigger companies. They are not worried about, well, let's add a little bit more more kelp here, or we need to add a little bit of this vitamin, so let's put this fruit. They're just saying, well, we'll use the VitaPack, and we don't have to worry about what we put in there. So let's just stick a bunch of corn. Let's stick a bunch of rice. Let's stick some chicken meal. And as long as we have the VitaPack in there, we're safe. Whereas to a more natural food, we'll sit down and say, well, you know what? We're lacking on this vitamin. Let's add a little bit more blueberries. Or we're lacking a little bit more on this amino acid. Let's add a little bit more buffalo heart. Or, you know, and it's added naturally. The bioavailability of that is incredible. One of the biggest mistakes I see people making is the people that make their food at home think, well, I'm giving them great chicken, the chicken I would eat, and great rice, the rice I would eat, and they're getting a good diet. No, it's not because it's made at home that it's going to be good, especially if it's cooked by my wife, then it's terrible.
Oh,
but,
you are in so
now,
much
Julio.
Trouble. Carol, did you hear that? Is
I'm
Carol
on the phone
listening?
Right now,
and she knows it's true, but I love her. See, the biggest proof of my love to her is I will eat anything she cooks for me.
There you go.
I guess.
Aww.
But that's all jokes aside, that is a big problem. People thinking that they are balancing their diets on their own, and I'll tell you, 90%, 9 out of 10 people that walk into my office saying that they feed their dogs, if I sit down and analyze their diet, it's not balanced. It's not completely balanced. And I'll tell you, the reason why dogs have the problem, they have the seizures, the early onset arthritis. It's all because they're not getting through the VitaPack. They're not getting what they are supposed to get. Because it's there doesn't mean it's being assimilated.
Hey, Rod,
which is exactly, which is, hang on a mark,
okay.
Which is exactly why we strongly suggest a vitamin supplement. And from what we're hearing from both you and Rod, his is the best. I mean, the assimilation, the amount of the ingredients he uses, and it's necessary basically to have this in your diet.
And I know that I've been to Corbin Labs, I've been to inside of the lab, I've seen how they do things. If they're missing a nutrient, they're getting it from natural sources, and then they're doing, explain what you do in order to, let's say you need to add vitamin C or any other vitamin to the bottle. How do you do it, Roger?
Well, vitamins are pretty easy. You know, they're protein complexes, and so everything we source is organic whenever possible. We actually have some items in our formulations that don't even have organic classification yet, so therefore we can't slap an organic label on the bottle because some of the items don't have that classification. We can't misrepresent. So, but everything on our nutrient fact data labels follows the protocol, you know, that's set for manufacturers. We have to list every one of our source ingredients. So if we're working with magnesium, we can't just put magnesium. We have to put what kind of magnesium is it when we start the processing of the magnesium. So it might be sulfate, it might be, you know, chloride, whatever it is, but we have to list that. And then when we're finished with it, you know, we've done the what we call solutomic workings of the product. We've made the mineral element totally water soluble, and then we list the deliver of the payload, exactly how many milligrams is going to be going into the mouth of the person taking the product. I always have to kind of clarify to folks when they look at our one-a-day label, because they see, okay, like our human subjects, you know, they look and they see, well, 100 milligrams of calcium, that's it on a daily dose? And shouldn't I, my doctor says I need at least, you know, 12 or 1,500. And I tell them, well, here's the deal. The 100 milligrams of calcium that you're putting into your mouth here would be equivalent to probably 1,000 to 1,500 and probably a whole lot more if we actually, you know, could measure it out, of, you know, a pill form, because it's not the milligrams that goes in the mouth, it's the milligrams that enters the cell that matters. And if we put 1,000 milligrams of our calcium in there, no one could handle it. I mean, it'd be so bitter, you know, taste-wise, that you couldn't put enough flavoring things in there to tone it down. But more importantly, the body, it would just be overload. So it's a matter of making the nutrient usable at the cell level. So everything is organic sourced when possible. And then, I mean, it's blended in according to best, you know, scientific data available. Like manganese is 1 part to 20 parts calcium. The calcium-magnesium ratio is 2 mag to 1 calcium. The zinc-to-copper ratios are right. Everything is programmed in. Whereas a lot of mineral suppliers, you know, if you ever look at a label and it says 72 trace minerals, blah, 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 throw it away. I mean, those guys are just blowing smoke big time. There's not 72 trace mineral elements out there that the body is scientifically reported to need, you know. And so, I mean, I don't need more lead and arsenic and cadmium and some of the stuff that, you know, are in these blends, because if you look at the periodic table of elements, you'd have a hard time finding 72, you know. I mean, it's that your body needs. So everything's very precise, programmed in according to best scientific data. We use Harvard Medical School. We use New England Journal of Medicine. Those are kind of our guiding lights. And if they say it's a better 3-to-1 ratio, then we'll make the change. So it's kind of
awesome.
Roger,
we've got to run to break really quick, so hold on to that thought, and when we come back, we'll finish it, and we're also going to find out where we can get this miracle supplement. So we'll be right back.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. We've been talking to...
Somebody was confused.
Oh, okay. We're talking to clinical veterinary nutritionist Giulio Ferrari, and we're talking to Raj Swazinski from Corbin Labs. And go ahead and finish what you were saying, Raj.
Well, with regards to the mineral nutrients and getting it right, we use, you know, best scientific evidence to date, and, you know, that's how we formulate. And like I say, if the information changes and all of a sudden they find that instead of 1 part to 20 on manganese to calcium, it's, you know, 8 to 20 or, you know, whatever it is, then, you know, we examine the evidence, we make the change accordingly. So we're always trying to, you know, it's not a stagnant product. It's always changing with regards to what is optimum for, you know, the condition.
Hey, Raj. It's Mark, by the way. No, I'm kidding. All right. I can see what you're saying. Everything is being absorbed, assimilated, and very little brought out. Do you go as far as claiming healing diseases and things like that?
Well, not unless we want to get in trouble with the feds, you know. It's always important to, you know, we make the claim that we provide the body with all of the essential nutrients and then some that it needs, and the body is very, very smart and resilient and knows exactly what it needs. The difference between us and a lot of the other, you know, manufacturers out there is we know that our nutrients are actually getting into the cell. And that's really the key. The cells are really smart. They take what they need. They dump what they don't. and they rebuild. And, you know, most of the time, most of the diseases, whether they be human or animal, are a result of we literally starve the cells. You know, the organs become weak. We see this in human subjects with thyroid all the time. I mean, you know, people think they're covering their bases there for thyroid, and they're not. Their iodized salt isn't doing the trick for them. And so we come in with our product called Thyroid Care. It's a liquid iodine with manganese and selenium and two other minerals for, you know, to activate the receptor sites for full body use and assimilation of that iodine, which is so critical for thyroid function. Whether it becomes over or underactive, you know, is usually a result of starving the organ. I mean, God created a pretty smart machine, but we do have to take care of it, give it what it needs so it can rebuild itself. If we don't, then very predictable results and problems, you know, come about.
All right. So are you guys going to tell us where we can get this?
Well, you can go to pawmedics.com, and that's PAWMEDX, medlick, Dr. MEDX. And we're also going to have a special for all the listeners from Leader of the Pack. I would suggest go to Leader of the Pack Facebook at facebook.com/Leader of the Pack Radio, and we're going to be posting a coupon over there so you can get a discount. Who doesn't like a discount?
Awesome.
Very cool. Awesome. Okay, so Julio, I had a couple more questions for you.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I talked to you earlier in the week that I wanted to talk with you, or I wanted you to talk about stinky dogs.
leave me out of this.
Yeah, okay. So
that's not
why do some dogs just smell bad?
Well, there are various reasons, and the reasons can be from oral care to a stomatitis to having stomach issues, to having intestinal issues, to having skin issues. So the first thing we have to see, first thing I always ask the patient is, or the patient's parent is, what is your dog eating? And the smell could be because of a lack of certain nutrients or an excess of certain other elements there. The first recommendation is, let's look at the mouth, let's look at the teeth. Now, my dad's an oral surgeon. He's an oral researcher, so through sitting down with him, I just have a bigger passion for oral care in dogs than your average nutritionist out there. So it's very important to add a probiotic to their food, not only because of the digestive part of it, but the probiotics will help with the oral care as well. If you have ever been told that hard food, that kibble, is good for their oral hygiene, you have been lied to, the lie of all ages. That is one of the biggest deceptions created by the industry. Saying that kibble cleans their teeth is the same thing as saying that, okay, just eat cereal and you don't need to brush your teeth anymore. It just doesn't get there. It doesn't make absolutely any sense whatsoever. So the addition of certain really high volume probiotics will help with that. There are certain supplements out there that are made for that will have enzymes and probiotics in it, and those probiotics can cling to the plaque and eat that plaque, and that plaque can fall off. So that's one of the issues.
How do they get rid of it?
And the probiotics will help also with the stinky on the other side as well, because it will help with digestion and assimilation. A lot of people come to me and complain, well, my dog's poop really smells rancid. Well, it's because they're not being able to assimilate that protein well. And it's coming out. Most of the protein is coming out. So, again, we're going to do a regimen of probiotics. I'll tell you one thing. Probiotics are a bit of a panacea. They are good for everything. So I would add a really high count probiotic, and Plumetix has a very high count one. Microflora by Herbsmith is also fantastic. These are all probiotics with over 14 billion colony forming units of bacteria per gram, rather than some that I've seen over the counter, even at the grocery stores or at the big pet stores. I haven't found something more than a billion. I've seen stuff 100 million, and people think, oh, wow, 100 million, that's a lot. Not when you're comparing it to 20 billion like the ones that we carry.
Okay, well, we are just about out of time. And I know there's some more reasons that we haven't gotten to talk about. So I think we're going to have that on next show. What do you think?
Well, I think we have another segment we can even swing in here.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's how.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that way we never have to have him. That way we never have to have him back again.
Oh, that's
I hope he's not listening to us.
All right. Well, we're going
to
head to break
and
stay on, Julio, and we'll finish up with the stinky dog syndrome. So we'll be right back.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Okay, and we're back. Thanks for listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we're talking to clinical animal nutritionist Julio Ferrari, as well as we're talking to from Corbin Labs. Now, I've just lost your name.
Roger.
I did so good the whole show until the last segment. That's terrible.
The classroom bell rang and it confused you.
So, Julio, tell us again. Tell us some more of these reasons why a dog would have the bad smell.
Smell is caused usually by bacteria, and that bacteria can be found in various places through the body, through in feces, in the mouth, dogs have a little bit more of a bad breath than a regular human would have, unless you're Mark. But the reason is they have less; they don't have digestive enzymes in their saliva to help get rid of that bad bacteria. So one of the big issues also is yeast. A lot of times they're yeasty, and the reason why they become yeasty is a low pH. A low pH will be breeding ground for that yeast. What happens is there's so much bacteria, their system wants to fight that bacteria, so it brings its own pH down. It becomes more acid to try to fight the bad bacteria, but it ends up killing the good bacteria as well. So then again, what's the way to fight bad bacteria? Let's fight bad evil with good. So we use the probiotics, a very high count, to try to overwhelm that bad bacteria. And that's one of the ways to get rid. So you want to get rid of that smell. Well, of course, make sure you're bathing your dog. But if you have a low pH, not only will you have to give them a great amount of probiotics, you're also going to have to raise that pH. And we've got a supplement called pH Restore. And pH Restore will build that pH back up to as neutral as possible so that bacteria, the good bacteria, can breed easier and can defeat that bad, stinky bacteria, get rid of all that yeast. And yeast is caused, you know, by bad food as well. A lot of grains can cause the body to yeast up.
I was going to say, Julia,
that's a good that's a good point, the grains, because the grains are what most dogs are allergic to, is the grains in their food. And let me read this segment really quick. It's from the same article by Dr. Chris, but she says the liver acts as a pump to produce the smooth flow of energy throughout the entire body. And when that pump overheats as a result of an allergic reaction, the vital fluids within the body evaporate and phlegm starts to accumulate. The accumulation of phlegm causes the dogs to give off a foul odor and become greasy or gooey.
Yep.
What do you think?
Yep.
So what about overbathing?
The grains in the food, and now I want to make one thing clear. I'm not one of those people that thinks that every grain is evil and that grain is all the evil in the universe. No. Now, wheat and corn, yes, those are absolutely evil, but there are some grains that are not as bad. And for puppies, for example, I don't think puppies should go on entirely grain-free food. I don't think Great Danes, for example, should go on entirely grain-free. But there are certain grains that are better than others. You know, oats and rye are better than wheat and corn and sorghum and things like that. So it's a balance. I don't like those nutritionists that are to the extreme of throwing dogs on a completely grain-free, dogs that don't need to be on a grain-free and high glycemic index. That's another thing to pay attention is the glycemic index of the food that your dog will be taking in, because that can also cause even the liver damage that you were talking about there that Dr. Chris talks about. That can be caused by fats that can't be assimilated well and by high sugar foods.
So oats and rye are some good grains. What are some other good grains?
Now, here's the thing. It's not only about which grains, but how much grains they're getting and how everything is processed. So it's kind of dangerous for us to come out and say, hey, these grains are good. Just go ahead and give them all these grains, because a chicken and brown rice food can be excellent for one dog and not be good for the other, because the other dog might be allergic even to that brown rice. Evinger's has a great pheasant and brown rice food that I use for a lot of allergic dogs that are not allergic, obviously, to all grains. They're not allergic to brown rice. Now, I like to limit the grains that go into a food to where the grains aren't being used just as a empty filler. The grains have to be used for certain reasons, for specific reasons. They have nutrients in them, and not simply to fill up
food
and make
it. Yeah. So besides oats and rye, name a couple others.
Real quick.
Well, quinoa. Quinoa is a very good grain. It's high in amino acids. It's sort of a superfood. And grains fall in, we were talking about fillers, there's a difference between fillers and binders. Now, filler is just an empty.
Well, hang on a second, because we're just pretty much out of time. So we might have to talk about the fillers next time, but just oats, rye, quinoa, and give me one more.
Yeah, and regular rice in certain amounts will be okay, but not for all dogs. We really have to see, by necessity, sit down and see what the necessities of each dog is.
Okay. Well, this has been a great conversation. We hope to have you guys both back on again. We are out of time, and we will see everybody next week. Don't forget to email us your questions at pettalk@live.com.